Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 4th of March, Empowered by the Law. The carnal man, through the other law, presumes to take hold of the law of God, using it to justify their expectations and judgments of others, including their spouse. Highlighting the relationship between the law of our mind and the law of God, Paul wrote, "I agree with the law that it is good, and I delight in the law of God according to the inner man." When it is misappropriated, the law itself becomes the strength and power of God that energizes the other law, giving rise to jealous fury. This was acutely demonstrated by the chief priests in the court of Caiaphas, who used the law to justify the brutal beating of Christ. When the law is misappropriated in this manner, it becomes a person's judge. They are dying on the cross under its wrath in the manner of the unrepentant thief. The unresolved relational ferment leads to identity dystrophy and bitterness, which is the foretaste of eternal torment. The operation of another law is an implication of the fall of mankind and is an infirmity that affects every person. Satan fathered in our minds the lie that we could have life from the basis of self-centeredness. He proposed that this would happen as an identity-verifying action if we set our minds on achieving the life that we desire through the energy and insight that comes from the knowledge of good and evil. This is what it means to be carnally minded. A marriage established on the principles of the flesh is in a wretched condition, being controlled by nets and bands. Solomon described such a relationship as more bitter than death. The nets of self-centered romantic projection and the bands of a selfish covenant provoke jealousy or envy and wrath. On account of the fall, these dynamics are in every marriage. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 7 verses 16 and 22, Matthew chapter 26 verses 65 to 67, Genesis chapter 3 verses 4 to 6, Romans chapter 8 verses 6 to 8, and Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 26. For further study, Romans chapter 7.